Report from by the regional board members, and I will start with Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The only thing I have to report is yesterday I met with a group of people associated with the Central Coast Groundwater Coalition. It included a couple people from different grower-shipper associations, and a couple other officers of that organization, and Mr. Claussen.
Thank you. And Dr. Hunter, and Dr. Hunter, in addition to give us any updates that she has or reports, I've requested at every one of our meetings to give us a five-minute presentation on the status of the environmental justice program that you're participating at the state level.
Thank you. I'll start by noting I attended the meeting yesterday that with Mr. Jordan, with the Groundwater Coalition Group and members of Grow Shipper. Moving on to work in our region, there's a lot of interest and effort and activity being directed to disadvantaged communities. So we're very fortunate that a good part of this work is being directed to our region. It's important because these communities often rely on small, unregulated water systems and often do not qualify, they don't have the infrastructure at the community level to pursue long-term solutions. So in a short-term context, okay, I'm coming in louder here, in a short-term context, a number of really urgent and important actions are going on, many of which are being supported by the cleanup and abatement account funds. So two items I'll mention. There are several efforts going on to investigate, explore wellhead treatment that could be installed in remote areas. One of them is being led by UCLA and a number of people that are participating in a pilot project, developing a pilot project that would explore RO treatment at the wellhead. This is being done in partnership, or not in partnership, but in collaboration with Region 2, as well as others. And I think our executive officer, where is he, will be talking about this more in more detail tomorrow in his report. So I won't go on too much about that, but it has involved the environmental justice organizations in our region, as well as our staff members who are really proactively engaging in these efforts and supporting, providing information and connecting the issues and locations and really starting to put some definition into these project interests. Other projects that are in kind of on the horizon is exploring biological wellhead treatment for nitrates. This is not established in the U.S., but we can look to Europe where they are using these systems, so possibly we will benefit from looking at how these systems are designed and how well they function, but that's kind of off in the distance, but I think it's an important development. Also, the State Board recently allocated $6 million from two sources, but primarily cleanup and abatement money, and this is for replacement water. This is, again, an important interim step where we can respond to communities that find themselves relying on contaminated drinking water, and this is one piece of a number of coordinated efforts to make sure that we address as quickly as possible providing clean drinking water. I think there's another important action that's being led by Assemblyman Alejo, and we want to thank him for his leadership in working with EJ organizations. And I believe that he is helping to direct a program that will fund $500,000 to conduct a needs assessment aimed at disadvantaged communities. And again, these are data poor situations, and so this is another piece of the picture. Finally, I think today we're going to hear from Kurt Sousa, who is part of the new drinking water program that's been established at the State Board, and my understanding is there are approximately 350 staff positions that have been transferred in from California DPH. So I understand we'll hear more details about that, but again, I want to note how active our staff has been in engaging with these new, they're not new to their positions in the sense that they're transferring in, so they have a lot of knowledge and understanding of how DPH had been addressing these issues, and hopefully we can build on their expertise as well as their understanding of these different regional locations. So we have two. We have a northern regional base and a southern regional base. My understanding is Kurt is from the southern region. And finally, the last point to raise is that we do have an ongoing discussion and planning for holding a workshop in our region in conjunction with one of our hearings. We don't have a date or a time, but I just want to emphasize that that is another really important opportunity where we will have all board members present to hear about, in a workshop context, what's specifically what kinds of issues the EJ organizations, environmental justice organizations, have identified and what their views are, and hopefully we will have a chance to hear from residents who are in some of these communities. And I'll end with that. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter, for this comprehensive report. I'll give you a brief report on my activities. On June the 23rd, I also met with the members of Groundwater Coalition. I had also last month meet and this month meeting with the Central Coast Salmon Enhancement on various projects which are currently strained because of a low flow in some of the streams within San Luis Obispo County specifically. At the San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Liaison Advisory Board, we had a review of a proposed water offset program for the Paso Robles groundwater basin. And this is an offset program specifically targeting agriculture, you know, irrigated land. And this project was sponsored by the County Board of Supervisors to try to help mitigate some of the issues of the groundwater problems within the Paso Basin. I also met with some of the stakeholders of Paso Robles groundwater basin with their coalition that I formed to form a water district. As part of my chair activity with the State Board, we are currently reviewing some of the proposed anti-degradation policies, and so we have discussions on that. Those will be presented at the WQCC, which is a Water Quality Control Committee. It's an annual meeting where all of the regional boards do meet. We also worked on, as chairs, on the agenda for that meeting. And another item we're working on is developing chairs and board members' set of duties and responsibilities. These are unrelated to parliamentary rules as we apply at meetings like this one, but sort of a job description, because when someone is appointed, there is usually a meeting with legal counsel, but in terms of actual expectations of duties and responsibilities, that is sort of ad hoc established on each region. So we're trying to develop a set of written guidelines that can then be considered by each of a region and putting some consistency in the process. With the Coastal San Luis Resource Conservation District, we're having some discussions on developing a recycled water program aiming specifically for agriculture and looking at ways to try through the RCDs and grant-based resources, you know, develop some mini programs in some of the basins which are being challenged right now. And so that is basically my report. So, Mr. Young?
I have nothing to report.
Mayor Delgado?
Thank you. On July 7th, I met with Perry Clausen and Abby Silver-Teller regarding the groundwater Coalition's concerns about today's agenda items, probably similar to the rest of you who met with them. And they brought up issues of trust and the desire not to have individual well owners' names attached to publicly available documents regarding nitrate exceedance levels. And that's a topic for today. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnston?
On a date that escapes me because I left my phone in my car, in July 30th, thank you. No, that's today, June 30th. I met along with Mr. Jeffries, with Perry Clausen and Abby Taylor Silva, and got pretty much the same rap as everybody else, I think. And also on the regarding the Groundwater Coalition's concerns about disclosure of individual letters to farmers with drinking water well exceedances of nitrates. And on July 22nd, I attended in Watsonville at the Public Library a stakeholders meeting put on by the regional board to start the TMDL process at for nutrients and toxic algae at Pinto Lake. It was really the first time I'd been to one of these, and I was pretty curious, besides having a personal interest because it's in my area. And I was pretty impressed by it, both by the quality of the presentation. It took me quite a while on this board to even get what a TMDL was. So it's a complicated concept to put across, and I thought that was good. And I was also impressed by the fairly broad and free-flowing nature of the way that the stakeholders who came, and there was a pretty fair chunk ranging from city and county and RCD and grower shipper, Driscoll sent somebody, and just a lot of residents. I thought it was a very effective meeting in terms of really both getting input and identifying people that staff could go back to. So I was impressed.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. Mr. Jeffrey?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I met with the coalition on June 30th at a different time than Mr. Johnston did, and I was given a letter which was also given to the staff and an update where the coalition is at that particular time.
Thank you.